As the international effort to work out a deal to slow climate change continues in Paris at the conference there, Massachusetts residents are apparently not paying much attention. That is just one of the conclusions of a new WBUR poll about Massachusetts voters' view of environmental issues. WBUR's Fred Bever has more and reports voters continue to favor renewable energy but appear to be growing wary of natural gas.
Melissa Wilson, a Brockton school bus driver, says she's paying a lot of attention to terrorism in the news these days, and football too, but climate change? Not really.
Patriots, terrorism, it's right about there. Greenhouse effect right now is not one of my top priorities.
Wilson is one of the majority of the participants in the new WBUR poll who put the Paris terror attacks, the presidential election, and yes, the Patriots, higher on their lists of interests than the Paris Climate Summit. It's not that she doesn't think climate change is happening. She does, but only slowly.
I think it, as time progresses, it's going to get worse, and my children and my grandchildren will have to worry about the global effect.
Like Wilson, a majority in the survey conducted for WBUR by the Mass Inc. polling group this week thinks that global warming is happening and that it's going to be a serious problem. There is some disagreement about its pace and whether humans are behind it. But pollster Steve Cazella says that while environmental activists and some in the media may be galvanized by the international talks in Paris, the public opinion needle hasn't moved much on the issue over 4 years of polling.
It's not that people don't believe in it. It's not that they don't think that it could potentially be serious, but it hasn't grown. It hasn't changed. And these talks in Paris really haven't changed public opinion on climate change.
Opinion is moving in an optimistic direction, though, on the inevitability of global warming. The percentage of state residents who believe it can be stopped has risen 9 points since a Mass Inc. poll last year, up to 55%. And the percentage of those who say it's too late, that's dropped.
I see a lot of good news and good trends, even if our work clearly isn't done.
Sue Reed is an activist with Ceres, a Boston-based environmental group. She's at the Paris summit now. Reed notes that in the poll, support for using more wind and solar energy remains strong at better than 70%. Wind has lost some popularity, but natural gas is losing more favor, from 66% in a 2011 Mass Inc. survey to 50% now. That should be a signal, Reed says, to the administration of Governor Charlie Baker, as it considers a natural gas pipeline proposed by the Kinder Morgan Company, a pipeline which would span hundreds of miles from Pennsylvania through New York, Western Mass, and Southern New Hampshire, ending in Draycott.
Are they going to stand behind a big push for natural gas pipeline overbuild or seize the opportunity to really get serious in a whole new way about distributed solar, about offshore wind, and truly clean, zero-carbon resources for the future?
For now, it looks like Baker is pretty focused on natural gas. His chief of energy and environmental affairs, Matt Beaton, says that as dirtier coal and oil-fired plants are retired, there may be a need for more natural gas.
So I think it is inevitable, certainly in the short term, that natural gas is going to continue to play a very important role, and in recognition that we have a finite amount of gas coming into the region.
Supporters say the Kinder Morgan pipeline would relieve an infrastructure bottleneck that already chokes the flow of natural gas here. But public support for the proposed pipeline's fallen from 2-1 in favor in a Mass Inc. poll last year to only slightly in favor now. And when pollsters add the term hydraulic fracturing to the question, opposition outpaces support. Mass Inc.'s Steve Cazella.
Fracking hasn't had a good year in terms of public perception, so when you introduce that idea and see the numbers go down even further, I think that's indicative of the challenge that the pipeline will face.
But Baker's energy chief says more natural gas supply could lower energy bills, and if residents knew that, they'd be more supportive. On the other side of the ledger, a majority of those surveyed for the WBUR poll say they would be willing to pay $10 more on their monthly energy bills if it significantly reduced greenhouse gases. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.